everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat. We're three curious friends.
That's us.
I'm Christy.
I'm Nash.
I'm Yvette. We'll be talking about all things paranormal, supernatural, creepy, spooky, and anything that makes you say, what the f***?
Attention. Before we begin, the following story is for mature audience. It contains graphic crime scene details, rape, explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back.
Hi, everybody.
To Curiosity Killed the Cat.
I got to do the Naya's part. So she's not here.
Well, speaking of Naya, she's not with us today. She has some family she needs to take care of at the moment. We're wishing her well, and hopefully she can be back soon.
And yeah, like Christy said, hopefully we'll see her. We'll talk to her next week.
All right, guys.
So you just got us too for this week's story. Woo! Clink, clink, you guys. Yeah.
Where's my clink cup?
Clink, clink, guys. Get your wine ready, your tequila.
Today we are having some Kirkland Cab.
Classy with a Costco.
Yes.
Pinky up.
You know, Costco makes good stuff.
It is really good, actually. I'm not going to front.
If you guys ever want to send us wine, beer, champagne, vodka, tequila.
We're open.
Yeah. We'll drink it.
Yeah, please.
Just don't poison us, but we'll drink it.
It has to be sealed.
Yes.
Yes. Send it to us. Send us an email and send us an email or a message on Instagram and we'll send you guys our PO box address.
Yeah.
We're open to free alcohol.
Yeah, anytime, guys. So, Yvette, how have you been, girl? How's the house going? How are the kiddos?
Oh, my gosh. Your friend that we just spoke to blew my socks off with the conversation we were having about Max.
It's funny you say that because you're literally not wearing socks.
I know. I'm not. No, that conversation we were having with your sister-in-law totally tripped me up. My heart skipped a beat. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. But we'll let our listeners know later on what it was about. But yeah.
Yeah, we had do a little bit more research on the situation and definitely keep you posted because
it's related to the stuff that's been happening to my house. And
yeah, it seems like we might be getting to the bottom of it.
Right. So once we do our full investigation, our full cleansing, we'll give you guys a full episode with detailed accounts of everything that has happened, who we've spoken to, what's really going on. It does seem like we'll be getting to the bottom of this and we have someone who's going to be able to help us. And like I said, yeah, we'll get back to you guys on what's going on.
Yeah, and hopefully.
But it does have me shaking in my boots a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
But it's good to know that someone's out there, you know?
I have a story for you guys today. I'm going to jump right in. It's a little bit long because this story is quite a shit show.
What's going on? Spill the beans.
So you know how sometimes, you know, you're scrolling down Facebook and some people have joint accounts.
Yeah.
Which,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I didn't want to judge, but.
That's weird. I'm judging. That's weird. Get your own account. You need to separate it.
Either get your own or just don't get one.
Don't be that insecure.
Like, and you can never message.
His own Facebook,
yeah,
girl.
You can never message or comment because you don't really know who you're commenting to. Is it one or the other or both?
No judgment, but I'm judging. Yeah. I do know some people that I do share a joint account. And I'm like, girl, our man, our bro, like, come on.
For?
Yeah. Like, anyways,
I don't get the point.
But. Okay. Yeah.
So let's say you're scrolling down Facebook.
And scrolling.
You see, yes.
Scrolling and trolling. Like Janie said.
Goodness gracious. Yes. If you're scrolling and trolling down Facebook and then you see a joint account, mother and daughter.
Oh, that's different. Okay.
You know, some people share a lot on Facebook. Sometimes people share shit you don't want to know. And
oh, yeah. I've had
but
a few.
You know, you always have someone.
I've had a few of those.
Yes.
Unfriended. Well,
you're
unfollow.
She harsh. And then you're scrolling and you see something along the lines of, the bitch is dead.
Say
exclamation
what?
Exclamation point. And you see it on a Facebook post where perhaps the person never cusses in your presence.
wholesome.
Yeah, and you see that. What kind of, what would you think, girl?
What's wrong with this bitch today? Who pissed her off?
Who did?
Yeah, who did? What? So they all their posts is that the bitch is dead?
The bitch is dead. Well, there might be another post, but I can get into that a little bit later.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that would throw me off.
Okay, so, right? It would kind of throw you off.
Who's dead? I've slid into those DMs. What's going on?
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys the story of Dee Dee and Gypsy Blanchard.
Oh, I know the story.
So let's start in the beginning, guys. Okay. For those of you that have never heard, you're in for a freaking ride. Rewind. To how this Facebook post, how we got here, all right? Mm-hmm. So, Dee Dee Blanchard, was born in Chack Bay, Louisiana in 1967 and grew up with her family in nearby Golden Meadow. She grew up with both parents and her five siblings.
Come on down.
Dee Dee, welcome to the stage. At the tender age of 24, Dee Dee met Rod Blanchard. They dated for a short time and she became pregnant with his child. Rod was 17.
She was 24?
She was 24 and he was 17.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. And Rod was raised old school, so he decided that the best thing to do was to marry Dee Dee. Mm-hmm. And so they did wed. Unfortunately, Rod quickly regretted his choice to get married because on his 18th birthday, he just woke up saying, what the fuck? What did I do? This is probably not the best idea for me.
Because he probably didn't do it out of love, right?
No, definitely not. Yeah,
he was trying to do the right
thing. He was doing the right thing. So he decided that this marriage was not for him. And so he got a divorce from Dee Dee. Dee Dee tried to get him to come back, but that never happened. So Dee Dee was left pregnant. And so she went back home mm-hmm. to have her baby near her family where they can help. Mm-hmm. The thing is that once that happened, Dee Dee's mom, as we all know, moms can be very overbearing.
Yeah, as we heard from Naya's episode.
Yeah.
Freaking psychos.
And Dee Dee's mom felt that she had a better way of helping her raise the baby. So, Gypsy was born on July 27th of 1991. And it wasn't long before things kind of hit the fan. Dee Dee wasn't doing too well with her family. When Gypsy was a few months old, Dee Dee began telling family members that Gypsy was suffering from sleep apnea and seizures. She told Rod that their daughter was sick and needed many tests. On top of paying child support, Rod had to help pay for medical bills.
Expenses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, mm-hmm. that is the norm.
Right.
If your child is sick.
And you're separated. Right.
And you're separated. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The dad has to pay medical expenses. Or exactly. health insurance.
Yeah, I think they have to split it after their initial child support. Mm-hmm. Then you split the medical expenses. So, Rod was present in Gypsy's life. But he never really took her. Like, it wasn't like overnight at daddy's or anything like that.
Mm.
It was more like he would check in, he would visit. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And like I said, Dee Dee's mom was a little too overbearing. They just didn't have the best relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you guys, it is suspected that Dee Dee may have killed her own mother.
No.
In 1997.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's just speculation.
Allegedly.
Because Dee Dee was a nurse assistant.
Wow. Oh.
When her mother got sick, she was her caretaker.
Mm.
And there are some family members that feel that maybe she...
Suspicious.
Malnourished her. She was sus.
She's a little sus. She's a sus.
She's a lot of sus.
Suspicious.
So far that there are...
Wait, wouldn't they see that she's malnourished?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, but come
that's
on, like the reports.
It's almost
sandwich.
Like nobody said anything. I don't...
So they're all guilty.
Jamón.
Yeah, aunque sea una torta de jamón. A little ham sandwich.
With like a noodle. What if, like, she had... I don't know what she was sick from, but what if she... had to have a special diet, and Dee Dee was like, oh, you know, it's just not...
She's just not keeping anything
She's not
down.
Keeping it down. I mean, I can definitely see how that... yeah. Mm. So much so that Dee Dee's father actually has said that he believes
she may have poisoned her own mother with weed killer.
Because I guess she got really sick, and after, I don't know, he mentions a weed killer, and he says right after that happened, the mom she died. Passed away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. What a weird feeling, knowing that your child could do something like that. Like, you're like, wait, did my kid do that?
And I think, like, a lot of times, because it's family, you don't, like,
you try to
believe the best. You don't sound the alarm. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see the best in your family.
Over the years, Dee Dee researched numerous illnesses and learned the symptoms those illnesses caused. So, for example. I see.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
She learned illnesses, and then she said her daughter had them?
Yeah. So, she, it's like, say, I don't know, you have bulimia, right? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yvette's constantly throwing up.
Losing her hair.
She's, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, she... You don't lose your hair with bulimia.
Yeah, you do, because you lose weight.
You lose your hair?
Yeah.
When shit.
Girl, let me tell the story, okay? Move aside. Give me your notes. Yeah. Yeah, and then your teeth, because you're vomiting, your teeth start to...
Oh, with the acid?
The acid starts to...
Girl! Wait, but she wasn't bulimic.
Doing my research.
I know.
No, but I'm just saying, you gave example bulimia. Yeah. So you're like, okay.
With I should have given a better example because I didn't know you lost your hair.
Yeah, you well, even with anorexia. And even with anorexia, if you lose so much weight, your body, to keep you warm because you have no fat, it starts to grow hair.
Like a fur coat?
Like a fur coat.
Oh, shit.
Like fur. It starts to grow hair to keep, because you're losing. Yeah, it's bad. No, it's not funny, but...
Even it's literally...
I did a poof
of hair growing out of her shoulder.
Right, yeah, now. Yeah, it does that. Anyways, continue.
All right. And although Gypsy was a perfectly healthy girl...
She was a healthy baby?
She was a healthy baby. So when she was a baby...
But her mom said that she has sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea and is suffering from seizures. Okay. I mean, the baby can't even talk. She was months old.
Yeah, people take her word for it.
Yeah. So this is when it all kind of starts. I mean... They gave her medication. They did tests on her. They believed Dee Dee. They believed of all course. Her accounts. You know, yeah. She's mom. She lives with her mother knows best.
Mm-hmm. Like that movie. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was known to others. Gypsy suffered from seizures, asthma, hearing, and was visually impaired. At the age of 8, Gypsy got into a minor accident. This is just an example of the kind of shit she would pull, okay? So at the age of 8, Gypsy was riding with her uncle. They said she was riding motorcycles, and she fell, and she literally skinned her knee, and Dee Dee took it to the extreme that she had to go to the emergency room, right? And from there, she made her take numerous tests until... She was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. So from a scraped knee, she, I don't know how she talked the doctor into it. She insisted that the doctor give Gypsy a wheelchair.
Oh, wow. Right? Okay. She overdramatized the incident, right?
Yeah. And she was not happy until the results were what she
wanted to hear.
Exactly.
Mm. And so the medication. She was manipulative.
Very much. And the medication was for muscular dystrophy. On top of her sleep, her irregular sleep and her seizures, she's now diagnosed with muscular dystrophy.
And she was probably on medication for her seizures then, right?
Because the way that Dee Dee did it, it's like nothing went away. Everything just built on top of what she already...
Compiling. Oh, wow.
Yeah, already supposedly had. All right, so at the age of 8, Gypsy was now wheelchair bound, as far as she knew it. And Dee Dee would tell her that if she walked, her spine would break.
Spine breaking. What? Oh, wow. Okay. So she never tried to, she didn't want to walk because she didn't want her spine to break.
Yeah. Yeah. So she just listened to her mother, and then she did try to walk. Like, she knew she can walk, you know.
Right.
And but Dee Dee just put so much fear into her that she didn't really try to walk. And then when she would, Dee Dee would yell at her and tell her to get back on her wheelchair. Get back on there. Your spine's going to break. You're not like everybody else. You're not okay. You're very sick. So Gypsy did as she was told. So much so that Dee Dee was actually able to pull off getting Gypsy a feeding tube.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know too much about feeding tubes, but I hear they're painful. It's painful and it's not fun. You don't get to eat your food, especially.
Yeah, it's all through like blended stuff.
Mm-hmm. And she's perfectly fine. She was perfectly able to digest her food. And the way that Dee Dee pulled this off was she went to the doctor and she told him, my daughter can't keep anything down. You guys, I need a feeding tube. This is the only way. She's malnourished. I don't know how else to get her to eat. She's going to die. Look at her. And if it didn't work, she would, what they call doctor hop.
She would go from doctor to doctor until she would hear what she wanted.
Exactly. And Dee Dee felt Gypsy felt just fine, but she insisted that Gypsy was not fine and she needed a feeding tube until a doctor finally granted her her wish.
Yeah.
And she got her feeding tube, and poor Gypsy, if they asked for past history, she would tell the doctors that Gypsy and Dee Dee actually relocated because they were victims of Hurricane Katrina. Over the years, she was diagnosed with even more conditions, causing Gypsy to go through multiple surgeries. She even managed to get Gypsy diagnosed with leukemia.
What the hell?
And shaved her head because, according to her mother, you're going to lose your hair anyways, so we're just going to shave your head.
What the hell? How did no doctor with the degree ever... That makes no sense.
I don't know how she pulled it off. I think she just played the victim. And, well, we are going to get into that. Dee Dee was suffering from Munchausen syndrome by proxy. And for those of you that do not know...
Munchausen syndrome is when someone tries to get attention and sympathy by lying, including, or exaggerating an illness that somebody has in order to get to gain sympathy and financial
support. Financial gain. Just gain for yourself.
Just to gain attention.
I mean, it couldn't have been for Gypsy.
No, it was for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, oh my God, I don't know how you do it. You take such good care of her. I couldn't do what you do. Like, I think all that stuff just feeds her and fed her to do everything she did and just kept on going. I wish I knew what would make someone live such a lie.
Well, people with this disorder act like this because of an inner need to be seen.
They were definitely seen.
Yeah. It's not really like the real benefit. I think they just crave attention, you know, and they do it for that reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knew who they were.
I remember seeing the story years ago. Like
before it even hit the fan.
Before anything... Any of the recent events unraveled. I remember she was always on the news. She was on Disneyland trips, Make-A-Wish trips, and she was always on the news.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I knew about her like years ago. That's a girl that's sick or whatever.
Yeah, and they say that like people would ask, oh, what does she have or what's wrong with her? And they'd be like, it'd be better to list what she doesn't have.
Right.
Because she has so much on top of so much already. It's nuts.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Gypsy believes she underwent close to 30 surgeries under her mother's care.
Oh my gosh. How do you... That just blows my mind. And that shit is...
Yeah. Like, as a parent, you don't want your child to go through any surgery.
No, I mean as a doctor. How do you not run blood panels, tests, diagnostics to know, like, does she really have leukemia? Let's look at her blood cell count.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How did she pull that off?
I'm getting some gummy right here.
Emotionally eating right now, guys.
How do you not... Yeah, as a doctor, you went to school for this. How do you just take some random person's advice off the street?
I think also because if one doctor didn't do it, she would just go to another. And she would just insist. Like, look at her. You don't see her? She's so sick. But I don't know, because leukemia, doesn't that go off your blood count?
It's a blood cancer.
Speaking of her 30 surgeries, her teeth were even pulled out due to rotting and decay.
She didn't brush her teeth?
No, let me tell you. Because of all the meds that she was on.
No.
Yes. Her mom went to the...
Her teeth?
Okay, so her
her mom actually said, I cannot wrap my brain around what the point of this one was. But she got to the point where she said, my daughter salivates too much.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, no way.
And the way she pulled this one off was that she would put Orajel in her mouth. Do you know how Orajel
numbs? Yeah, it numbs your mouth. Exactly. So you drool like a weirdo. Exactly.
So...
No judgment if you drool out there.
You're so mean.
I'm just saying.
But...
Yeah, okay,
I don't know this co-host
right here. She would numb her mouth, and then she'd be like drooling.
Yeah, and she's like, she drools.
Look at her.
They had to remove her salivary glands.
That's no.
Yes.
What?
And they think because of the lack of saliva, it may have also caused the teeth to rot.
Well, I guess because your saliva does wash away
stuff. And the meds that she was taking that she didn't need to take. If someone just gives you meds and you don't even have these conditions.
Yeah, a lot of these medications are really hard on your liver, your internal organs. Yeah. They can do a lot of damage.
And they'll make you feel nauseous or they'll make you feel tired or nauseous. You'll lose your appetite.
Especially if you really don't need them.
Exactly. Oh, and this is how far... that salivary gland, I thought was... I don't even know. I couldn't even figure out what the point of that was. But they're gone. Because of DJ. Wow. Yep, yep. And as you all know, throughout these years of people believing Gypsy was sick and needed around-the-clock care, Dee Dee was able to receive assistance from the government, donations from multiple organizations, and even celebrities.
And she even got a house Habitat by Humanity.
Yes, she did. The last home they lived in was built by the Habitat for Humanity. And, of course, it had a ramp. To help Gypsy get around better. This is this girl. I'll call her girl. You call her bitch.
This bitch.
It might come to no surprise. Dee Dee even changed the year on Gypsy's birth certificate. Gypsy was born in 1991. Dee Dee changed it to 1995, taking 4 years off her real age. When her father called her on her 18th birthday, Dee Dee told Rod, do not mention it's her 18th birthday. He found it odd, but she played it off by saying, you know, she's behind. She's mentally behind. If we say, oh, happy 18th birthday, we might make her feel bad. Because she's not living the life of an 18-year-old.
Oh,
she's wheelchair bound.
Dude, she's good.
She is.
Wow.
And Dee Dee homeschooled her. So Dee Dee was like, oh, yeah, we're barely like on the second grade.
What?
Yes.
What?
Oh yeah, she's like, we're barely on the second grade. I'm just going at her pace because she's just really slow. She's not learning as well. Yeah, girl.
You know what they said about those homeschool kids? Everybody in 2020. It's like those kids in Mean Girls that are homeschooled. God invented the something wrathful.
Girl, you awful.
It's true. Right. Girl, you know, come on, keep it real. You know, I've never heard what they say about homeschool kids.
No.
That they're weird.
A little bit.
They don't know how to socialize because they're stuck at home. Imagine if you have a Dee Dee
at your house. I don't want to say names, but.
Imagine if you have a Dee Dee at your house.
No, hell no. I will say, like, if you think about a lot of child abuse cases, not a lot, but oftentimes they were homeschooled.
Quote unquote
homeschooled, because that's the way the parents got away with it.
Right.
And so I'm not saying like all homeschooling and you guys are bad people. Definitely not.
Weird.
But that I feel like it's a loop for child abuse, neglect.
That way nobody sees.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's seeing the kid outside of the home. In this case, Dee Dee was always with Gypsy. 24/7.
Yeah, she wouldn't leave her out of her sight.
Exactly. Like, there was no such thing as, oh, let me go play at the neighbor's house. And if there was, she went. Like, those are red flags, I think. Your kid should not... I get it. Don't leave him with a stranger. But your kid should be able to, you know, socialize without you being joint at the hip. In 2012, Gypsy began to sneak around on her mother's laptop. When her mother would go to sleep. Now, this was risky as can be.
Yeah.
Because of her lifestyle.
Right.
Okay. But she met a man named Nick Gutajohn. Nick was living in his parents' basement at the time. She actually met him on a Christian dating site.
Irala, irala, no que no. Paralyzed y todo, pero bien que quiere. Oh,
she really wanted a boyfriend. Like,
totally.
She wasn't paralyzed.
I know, but... excuse me. I know she wasn't paralyzed, but in her mind, she thought she was. But she was obsessed. Let's put this in there. She was obsessed with Disney princesses.
Yeah.
And she wanted her happily ever after, because that's all her mom would play for her was Disney movies. Like I said, they even got a free Make-A-Wish Disney World trip.
Oh, I believe it.
To Disney
World is out there.
Yeah, and then, you know, she was stayed in Cinderella's castle, and she was over the moon. And they dressed her like a little girl because they wanted to give... She wanted to get more sympathy and all of that. So she was in love with the idea of being in love because her mom made her watch Disney. She was obsessed with what little girl is. What bitch isn't obsessed with getting married? Okay, let's not just gypsy. Come on, let's keep it real. We all want our happily ever after. Keep it honest.
That shit don't exist. But anyways.
Ain't that the truth?
Unfortunately for Gypsy, she met Nick. Mm-hmm. And Nick was probably the worst person she could have met, I feel. I mean, all around.
Where is he?
I think so. Let me tell you guys. He was mentally ill. He claimed to have multiple personalities.
Did he tell her this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He told her.
Oh, from the jump?
Yeah, yeah. Well... Let me get to it. I don't know if he told her from the jump, but they actually had a relationship for 3 years before they actually met.
Oh, my.
So this, yeah, they got to know each other. She got to know each of his personalities. And I'm saying this because she created a personality for each of his personalities. He also did have autism and Asperger's. Nick was not the cream of the crop, like I said earlier. He actually had a previous charge because he was in a McDonald's jacking off while watching porn and eating some french fries.
What the? Oh, hold on. I almost choked on my computer.
Oh, what the hell?
Are you okay? Don't choke. Like, what? Who does that?
He did that.
Ew.
I don't think
I'm never gonna see Golden Arches the same.
I know.
So nasty.
And he tried to like say he was scratching an itch.
By my balls. By my ding-a-ling. Okay. Scratching an itch.
It was very itchy with that fries. Day. That salt got on the wiener.
Oh my gosh. Guys, oh my gosh.
I just don't think he,
it's good.
I really think he just doesn't think things through.
Yeah.
And we will definitely
get to that.
Get to see a little bit more of how they did not think things through. All right. Like I said, Nick had multiple
personalities. Sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. So for 3 years, they had this secret online dating relationship, mm-hmm. and her mom had no idea.
Her mom had no idea.
She would sneak the laptop.
She would sneak after Dee Dee fell asleep. She would sneak it and chat with him and send selfies. And sometimes the chats got X-rated.
And she would dress up in costumes and all that stuff for him.
Yeah. They even said they were going to have a baby together, but... We won't get too much into that. I do want to get into one of Nick's personalities.
Mm-hmm.
It was that of a 500-year-old vampire named Victor.
What? Oh, my gosh. This guy is so funny. Okay. It's not funny, but it's funny. Okay, continue.
It's
five. He's the Count from Sesame Street.
The Count? No, I love the Count. He's definitely not the Count from Sesame Street,
500 years old.
When Victor came around, Gypsy was Ruby, which was her darker personality.
Ooh,
she edgy. They had a name for each of his
to complement his personalities.
I wonder whose idea that was.
I know. I don't know. But they did it.
I think it was his, though.
Probably. Because he probably forced her. She probably went along with it. You guys got to understand. Like,
this girl was easily manipulated and very gullible.
Her only relationship. She wanted an escape. And she will say she's the only relationship she's ever really had. The only person she's ever really had a relationship with is her mom.
Right.
And her mom.
Poor thing.
Fucked her over. All the years of her life, as she knows it.
Well, she didn't know, though.
That she didn't know, but she also doesn't know what a healthy relationship is.
Right. She didn't know that this stuff, she didn't really have these things, right?
No. She knew she could walk. She knew she could walk, but she did believe she had leukemia.
She believed she had all these sick illnesses.
Yeah. She took her medication. She listened to her mother. Mother knows best. She was instructed not to talk. When they would go to doctor's offices,
right?
Let the adults talk. Mm-hmm. This is, you don't have a say, mm-hmm. even though it was about her.
Wow. Okay. So Ruby and the 500-year-old vamp. Dang, mm-hmm. getting it on.
Virtually. As we know, Gypsy wanted her Prince Charming. She mm-hmm. wanted to have a boyfriend. She wanted a normal life. So she came up with a way that her and Nick would meet, finally.
Oh, okay.
So they were going to bump into each other at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're located in Missouri, and Nick is located in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So he had to take a bus down, stay at a hotel, and then get the same movie time right. show and bump into each other. And that's exactly what they did. Nick showed up in a suit. Showed up in a suit and sat next to Gypsy at the movie theater.
And her mom.
And they acted like they were strangers. Oh, hi, I'm Nick. Da, da, da. Well, Dee Dee was like,
she's like, something's wrong here.
Something, exactly.
Something suspicious right here.
Something sus. And so, a little bit awkward. They knew each other. They knew what they were doing. Nick went out to the concession stand. And in that moment, Gypsy went out to use the ladies' room. Or so she said.
Uh-huh.
They met out there. Nick rolled Gypsy in her wheelchair into the handicap stall, I believe, of the men's restroom, where she lost her virginity.
And they boned in the bathroom?
Yep.
Yirala, qué descarada esta Ruby.
She was all in, dude. She was Ruby at
for
that time.
For real. Dang.
I didn't say that. That's so bad.
Descarada. I'm just kidding. But in the bed. Dang. I can't. Nobody but saw him just rolling her into the bathroom.
What do you think? He's just helping her?
Why? Not in the men's bathroom.
Okay, so is he supposed to go into the women's? How does that work?
I don't know. Well, that's kind of weird. Well, and her mom wouldn't be like, Gypsy, let me take you.
I guess not. But I think because she knew she didn't have to take her. Her daughter can walk. Her daughter can get off her wheelchair, use the restroom, and get back on her wheelchair.
Oh.
I mean, she doesn't really need her mom to go to the restroom.
Yeah, but her mom's so overprotective.
Yeah. I was surprised.
That must have been a quick bumping and grinding because...
Boom, boom, vamanos.
I'm sure her mom would have... grown suspicious, like, hey, she's been gone for a long time. Like, what's going on here?
Agreed.
Hmm.
So they went back, finished the movie, and Nick went on his merry way. Not so merry way, but I guess he got some and left. And Dee Dee and Gypsy went home. Gypsy can tell her mom did not approve. I don't think they ever talked about it, but Dee Dee wasn't having it. She wanted nothing to do with Nick. You know, fuck it, let's go home, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Which was very heartbreaking for Gypsy because it really just kind of showed her that her mom's not going to let her get close to anybody.
Yeah.
Especially a man. Especially have a normal life. No. Like, she wants her...
Bright.
Mm-hmm.
That suit didn't work.
That did not work. And Gypsy was actually due for another major surgery and wanted the feeding tube gone. Gypsy's mother said, you have to have the surgery. The doctor wants it. You have to have it. And she refused to do anything about the feeding tube.
The mom did.
The mom refused. Yes. Even though Gypsy said, I can eat fine. I don't need the feeding tube.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have the surgery. I've already had this procedure. I don't want it again. And Dee Dee wouldn't budge.
Wow.
So at this point, is when Gypsy, I guess, had the mentality of it's either you or me. Like, knowing her mom's around, she's never going to live a normal life. She's never going to let go of her. So she asked Nick to kill her mother.
Híjole.
Híjole is right.
Wow.
Nick tells her that he can't do that. But Victor can. You have to ask Victor.
His other personality?
Yes, girl. One of his other personalities. So Gypsy says, fine, I'll ask Victor.
So my God. This reminds me of that guy from Split.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
She asks Victor. Victor says, yes, he'll do it. But he also says that after he kills Didi, he's going to rape Didi.
What?
He's going to have sex with a dead body. Gypsy tells him, no, I will not allow you to do that. This is her claim. No, I will not allow you to do that to my mother. It's bad enough. Like, we're going to kill her. I don't want you to have sex with her corpse. So he says, fine, I won't have sex with her, but then I'll rape you. So Gypsy agrees. Take me instead of my mother.
Oh my gosh, this girl's crazy.
Yeah. So to execute their plan, they run through some scenarios, okay? They couldn't find an odorless poison.
No thallium?
I don't know.
From Bob Lazar's episode?
No gun. It would be too loud. Who knows how they would even obtain the gun? So they decided the best way to kill Didi would be to stab her to death.
Oh my gosh, because that's so much better. Oh my God. These crazy asses.
No, it's true. Like, they didn't think much through.
Heck no. Like, that's such a mess. What? Continue. Oh my gosh. I could pull off a better scene than that. Continue.
I'm afraid to know. I'm going to continue, guys, because I don't want to know. I'm getting
myself some thallium. Ordering from Bob Lazar's website. Bob
Lazar. All right. So Gypsy stole a knife from Walmart.
How'd she go to Walmart?
Because she used to go with her mom. And she hid it in her wheelchair.
This girl's slick.
She's not as dumb as her mom thought she was.
No way.
Yep.
So she went to Walmart, stole a knife.
And just a side note, I know it's not like that relevant, but she was actually also on her random trips to Walmart with her mother. Uh-huh. She would steal baby clothes because she was going to have a baby with Nick.
What?
That was part of their plan.
She did?
Yeah. So she would steal baby clothes.
Oh my. So she says it
on an interview.
So she really thought she was going to get away with this?
Oh yeah.
Because she was going to have
baby. Oh, they both thought they were going to get away with this. I don't know how.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, the knives in her kitchen, she felt were not big or sharp enough, so she decided that on their trip to Walmart, she was going to steal the knife. She did. She got away with it. She took the knife home. All right, on the night of the murder, Gypsy let Victor,
which is Nick,
let him in. She handed him the knife. Nick told her, get your ass in the bathroom, and she did. Nick brutally hacked Dee Dee to death. She was yelling for Gypsy. Help! Help!
You're hacking noise.
But she remained in the bathroom. I think that's when shit hit. Like, according to her, that's when things really got real. Like, hearing her mom call for her. But she was just too afraid. It was too late. What is she going to do? Stop the knife? Like, I think at that point, if she would have ran out, I wouldn't be surprised if he would have just hacked her, too. I mean, why not? This guy's clearly a cold-blooded killer. He doesn't seem to have
any remorse.
Yeah. Any remorse, any, like, double thought. Like, they just... I will say, when I researched it, I'm like, how do you take a bus, travel through the states, two states, with the mentality that you're going to kill someone this whole time?
You're hyping yourself up. You're not an adrenaline rush.
I think I wouldn't even... Oh, my God, no. I can't.
You're ready to go. Well, it's not him. It's Victor.
It's Victor.
Victor. Ready to go. So maybe he's... Because he's so detached. So he's thinking, oh, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's Victor.
But it's clearly him. Because don't they say with multiple personalities, you don't choose when the personalities change. And he did. Like, it almost seemed like a cop-out. Like, oh, my other personality...
Oh, here comes Victor to save you.
And today I'm Nick.
Yeah, today's I'm the vampire.
And tomorrow I'm Victor.
And like, tomorrow I'm Victor. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he did it so that he wouldn't feel so bad. Like,
right.
Like less accountable, I guess you can say.
Detached. So to detach yourself from the
issue. That's a good word for that.
So he was stabbing her to death while the mom yelled for Gypsy, and Gypsy was in the bathroom hiding.
Mm-hmm. And then you couldn't hear anything. Nick left the room, went to get Gypsy, and he instructed her to get out of the bathroom, go into her bedroom, and because they treated her like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
She had all these stuffed animals on her bed. He ordered her to take them all off, and he did end up raping her.
Oh, wow, he did.
Yes, he did. And they said it was a pretty, well, she says it was a brutal rape. It wasn't Nick. It was still Victor.
Oh, wow.
Then they cleaned the home. Nick would not allow Gypsy to clean the room where the attack happened. According to him, it would be too traumatizing for her. It would affect her too much.
Oh, wow. So how considerate.
Yes.
Very considerate.
Very considerate.
What a gentleman.
So he would not let her in that room. If she walked by the room, he would stand in front of it. So she never saw her mom again. Yeah, she never saw her mom again. They didn't see her dead body. They didn't see what happened after, anything like that. All right, so after they cleaned everything up, according to them, and this is the thing, they cleaned shit up and they threw it in the trash.
Clearly, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, as we know.
They're far from it. They then took a taxi over to Nick's hotel room where they made a sex tape.
So she didn't really get raped.
Well, this is the thing, that when they made the sex tape, that was Nick. That was her sweet prince.
It's okay, whatever.
Yeah, girl, she says it in the interview.
She's stupid. Continue. Yeah. Because it sounds very consensual.
She's just naive.
Or maybe it was role-playing. Like, oh, yeah.
It was probably role-playing like, for right her, me. And he... No, I don't even know.
Don't rate me. It's like, yes, I'm going to, or whatever.
I don't know, girl. I mean, yeah, like, you, know, you role play, but this sounds pretty gruesome.
Like that, you know what I mean?
No, for sure, 100%. I'm not talking on that, but I think she was so naive. She seriously, she says, like, she did believe he was a 500-year-old vampire at times. Like, she really believed that. Girl, she has no relationship with anybody. She doesn't know anything different.
She has access to the internet. Come on.
Well, I don't know how much where she went online. Maybe she didn't know where the hell to look. I mean,
she could find Christian Mingle. Come on. Clearly, she Googled Christian Mingle.
I knew that was a thing. You're hilarious.
It's true. Come on. That's such a cop out. Oh, I don't know. But here, I'm going to go. How do I find a boyfriend? Come on. How
you know, maybe you're right, Yvette. Yeah.
Of course I'm right.
I just felt she was just so naive.
I rest my case.
And dumb. Like, she just went with whatever he would freaking tell her. Like, I feel like he could have said,
no,
down the street, we're going to get on top of a unicorn. And
but she's not dumb because she said this was her idea. It was her idea. Exactly. So she's a little manipulator too. She's not stupid.
You're right, girl.
I rest my case. Continue.
The next morning, they ate at the diner across the street from the hotel, and
no remorse. They even went out to eat.
Yeah, girl.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think she just felt like,
relieved.
First of all, she was able to leave her house by foot.
Oh, she was walking.
Yeah, she walked.
She didn't get wheeled out of there.
No, she now can walk. She now can breathe. She now can go to a diner. You know, these are things she was never able to do. I don't know. Is it bittersweet at that point?
Maybe, because she has freedom.
She's tasting freedom with this guy who she thinks is her Prince Charming. And she's probably like,
like five Prince Charmings.
She's probably like, he probably has some cons, but he also has some pros.
Right. She has five Prince Charmings in one.
And then there's Victor.
And Victor. Why do we say his name like that?
I don't know. You started.
Ay.
All right. And they still had the murder weapon with them. They had the knife. Why didn't they throw it out? I have no idea, because they're that smart. And Gypsy was afraid that because they were going to jump on the bus to go live at Nick's,
that
she wasn't sure if the knife would go through, if there was metal detectors, like when you fly. She's only flown. She's never actually taken a bus.
Uh-huh. So she thought there were metal detectors.
Yeah, she was afraid of that. So they
decided. There's not.
I don't think there is.
No, there's not.
She decided that let's mail it. Let's mail it to your parents' house.
The weapon?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This girl.
Excuse me. So they mailed it, and then they decided to take the bus over to Nick's parents' home.
She should have watched a little more Forensic Files.
That's what she should have been doing instead of being on Christian Mingle.
The business right here. Uh-huh.
So 4 days after this murder, Gypsy was getting worried. She wasn't sure if anybody would find her mom anytime soon, dead in a puddle of blood. So they decided to write a Facebook post.
So her mom could get discovered.
Yeah.
So she wanted to get caught.
She wanted her mom to be found. She doesn't claim she wanted to get caught. She thought they were clean. She thought they were going to live their life.
No one would ever know.
No one would ever
know. Oh my gosh, this girl. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Both of them.
What fairy tale world were they living in? Like
some dark ass fairy tale.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so if I've looked it up. I can only find one post, but I have heard another post quoted. So I'm going to read both to you. But I will say that if you go on Facebook or if you go online, all you can find is the one that reads, "The bitch is dead!" Exclamation.
Correct. Point.
And it's still up.
Yes, it is. Their Facebook
page is still up.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Gypsy. ¿Qué hiciste?
What did they do? All right. So I'm going to go over what the other Facebook post that I've heard was up, but I can't find it anywhere. But I'll just read it once, just so you guys are aware, and maybe somebody else did see it. Maybe they shortened it.
I've seen it. I've seen clips of it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it goes like this. "The bitch is dead. I fucking slashed that fat pig and raped her sweet, innocent daughter. Her scream was so fucking loud. LOL." That definitely sounds the alarm.
100%. Totally.
That's not something that people joke around or post on Facebook, especially a mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the persona that we see of, oh, they're so loving, they're so sweet, she's just sick.
Okay? Yeah, their image.
So, like I was saying, people sounded the alarm. And when the authorities went over to go check out the house, see if they were okay, that's when Dee Dee's dead body was found. She was found in her bedroom, laying face down in her puddle of blood. There was blood splatter all over the room. They realized that Gypsy was gone. Where could Gypsy have gone? Her wheelchair was there and all her meds were there. So thinking she's a sick, poor daughter, as sick as can be, they didn't think she would live very long.
Well, based on what the mother would tell people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to everybody, to the whole United States. We all thought this girl was sick.
Yeah, she couldn't walk.
She couldn't walk. So yeah. Where is she?
Army crawling everywhere.
Why did they take her? Well, I think they thought she was kidnapped,
mm-hmm.
right? And they didn't think she would live long because she needed her meds. She slept. She had a feeding tube.
Mm-hmm.
She slept with oxygen at times. And she had cancer. I mean, she had everything in the book according to what Dee Dee did, okay? Well, it didn't take long for the authorities to be able to track where that post came from. What computer, what state,
right,
the address.
IP address.
Mm-hmm. It was the next morning, SWAT went over to Nick's house, not knowing it was Nick's house. They arrived there where they found Nick and Gypsy hiding in the closet.
Oh my gosh, come on.
What was their hiding place, guys?
Very Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding in the closet.
So how do you think people reacted when they're looking at their news?
Oh, I'm sure they were shocked.
And you see Gypsy walking out, handcuffed, now a suspect of her mother's murder.
Oh, what a mindfuck, huh?
Right?
Wow.
Big time. Big time. It was her. She was recognized. Everybody, I mean, they couldn't believe their eyes.
Yeah.
At first, when Gypsy was being questioned by the detectives, she tried to pretend she didn't know what happened. She tried to pretend she didn't even know her mother was dead.
Fake the funk.
Yeah, she totally tried to fake it, but she ended up cooperating and got a plea deal. She pled guilty to second-degree murder. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison and is actually scheduled to see the parole board in 2021.
Oh, wow, next year. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, okay.
I know, I wonder how that's going to go.
I'm sure she'll get released.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That you sound so...
I think so. Because she was a victim. Mm-hmm. You know, she was so traumatized by her mom. I don't feel bad for her mom. She kind of deserved it.
She very much deserved it.
She really fucked her up. And I think if you think of, like, you know, because her dad's been visiting her along with his new wife, and they visit her, and they just don't think that she'd be capable of doing something mm-hmm. like that. But yeah. She was just driven to a point where, you know, she cut the lady just
it was
pushed her to the edge.
I don't think she saw an out.
Right.
And she wasn't a child anymore. She yeah. was being, like, Dee Dee was not going to let go of the grip she had on her.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Nick was found guilty of first-degree murder in 2018 and was sentenced to life in prison.
What? Mm-hmm. And she only got 10 years? That? I didn't know that. I thought he... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he committed the murder and she didn't. But she was the one that manipulated him to do it.
You think she manipulated him? She just asked him. I don't think she threatened him. I don't think she...
Yeah, but she could have told him. Obviously, he had mental health issues. Oh, if we don't... She's in the way. We'll never be happy together. Mm-hmm. We're never going to have mm-hmm. our baby. It was her idea.
It was her idea.
Even the...
Oh, it was her idea, and she does. Go now. She does admit it was her idea, and she stole. She's. I don't know if her stealing the knife was so even hard. In trial. I know.
Please let us know what you think, because this is a tough one. I don't know.
Yeah, but he was the first person she ever told, like, I can walk. I'm not. I don't think I'm sick. I can walk. And Nick, I mean, don't you think he could have helped? Like, look, you're already an adult. You don't have to stay there. Let me go get you. Let me call it. Let me sound the alarm. No, instead he's like, okay, well, let me go hack your mother.
No, I don't think so, because she's just think you've been manipulated by this person your whole entire life. And they tell you the sky's red. You're going to see, like, well, I don't know if she says the sky's red, but I think it's blue, but I don't know. Like,
well, I think definitely his autism and Asperger's doesn't help.
Yeah, and I'm sure she was infantile, storm. You know what I mean? Like, she acted like she was 12, but she wasn't. I think she was just gullible, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just naive and in a way innocent, she was super, you know? Naive, yeah. So yeah. It's hard. It's so hard.
It's so tricky. It really yeah. is, because I go both ways also. Like, when I saw that he got life, I'm like, damn, and she got 10 years? I know a lot of you guys are probably, why didn't she tell someone else? Why didn't she just leave?
Right.
Why did it have to get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you
why?
Guys.
Why?
Let me tell you how Gypsy was flipping stuck. How the system failed her. How she really had nowhere to turn. All right? So let me go over that before you start judging her and telling her.
Build this case for
Let
Gypsy.
Me tell you, yeah. okay? Because it's not as easy as it sounds. All right? As we said before, Gypsy didn't go anywhere without Dee Dee. I mean, I guess she went to the restroom at the movie theater.
Well, nowhere, but like, that's, out of yeah. public.
She never went to anybody's house, her dad's house, anywhere. Mm-hmm. A teacher, a day at school, no. She was always with Dee Dee. She just would not allow it. Not only that, when they went places, Dee Dee would always hold Gypsy's hand.
Right.
And you can see it on interviews. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if Gypsy talked too much or was going in a direction that was not what needed to be said or would mm-hmm. fuck shit up, mm-hmm. she would squeeze her hand, mm-hmm. Which was a signal for shut up.
Yeah.
Stop talking. You're mm-hmm. saying too much. All right. So...
And you do see Gypsy in interviews. If you see her, she's talking and then she goes, oh, and then the mom just cuts in and starts talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she would say that she was mentally ill. Not mentally ill, behind.
Yeah.
So like, oh, don't, I'll do the talking for her. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. she's just not all that there. Da-da-da. All right. So she, when Rod, her father, would call, Dee Dee would often say, oh, she's tired, she's sick, she's not feeling well, or she's napping. So Rod would say, oh, okay, I'll call her after, or tell her to call me back. But even so, she would try to push him off often, but she knew that they had to have a relationship, right? At least over the phone.
Yeah, because he tried to be involved in her life.
And he was. He would call. He paid his child support. Even after Gypsy turned 18, he was still financially helping them.
Oh, wow.
And, like, legally, you don't have to do that anymore. But he did. And even when, of course, when she would talk over the phone, Dee Dee was there. Dee Dee would hear everything. Listen. There was nothing was getting by her.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Psycho. There is one doctor that reported that when Dee Dee took her daughter in, wanting her to be tested for muscular dystrophy, he said she does not have muscular dystrophy. She got angry. The doctor noticed. Why is she so angry? He actually suspected that she did have Munchausen syndrome by proxy and reported it. But that's all they do. That's all
they health. Just can report to CPS.
Yeah, they report it and then that's it. They move on with their lives. And we don't know if anything happened with
that. She probably moved to a different doctor.
She definitely doctor hopped. But, I mean, did someone go and check on that report? Do you need more than one? Did it get swept in under the file? Did the file just kind of get swept under the rug? We don't know. But she was just doctor hop. She, if one health worker would say no, you know, forget it, I'll go somewhere else. And then, like we said, Katrina, oh, my files are all gone. Look, you just got to believe what I'm telling you. Look at my daughter. She's sick. I think everybody, she just played the pity party and everybody believed her.
Right.
Somebody did sound the alarm that the date was wrong on the
birth certificate.
They actually did go and knock on their door.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so before Dee Dee opened the door, she told Gypsy to be quiet. Don't say anything. And so Gypsy did as she was told. The way that she wiggled her way out of that one was that she said she was in a car accident. Dee Dee suffered from a car accident where she had a head injury. And she must have mixed up her dates. And they said,
gosh, this lady.
And they said, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess you had, you
it know, happens.
Yeah, that kind of shit does happen. So that was it. That was the end with that.
Oh, my goodness.
The crazy part about that event is that Gypsy had no idea she was an adult. She thought she was still
like 14 or 15.
She was still a teenager. She thought she was either 15 or 16, I believe. She didn't know she was already like 20 or 21. So she tried to run away. That was one time she tried to run away, knowing that she was of age and knowing, and she got so mad because she's like, why has she been lying to me all this time? She ran away and she didn't get far before Dee Dee found her, brought her back home. She was furious, of course, as you can imagine. She grabbed a hammer. She broke Gypsy's laptop. She told her that next time she's not going to break her laptop, she's going to break her fingers with the hammer.
Oh, wow.
On top of that, she tied her to the bed for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
So literally, she was her mother's hostage.
Yeah, there was a lot of trauma. Poor Gypsy. Yeah. But, oh, man.
And she couldn't get away. She's
just desperate.
Yeah. Wow. So this might be why you guys think, why it might
forgiveness
not justify, but I maybe you her would see her. You forgive her.
Let her out. Free Gypsy. Free Gypsy. Hashtag free Gypsy.
Today, Gypsy is a model inmate. While incarcerated, she got her GED and is interested in studying cosmetology.
Yes, Gypsy, get it. Clink, clink to Gypsy for trying to get her stuff together. Good for you.
She has a job in prison.
Oh, wow.
Her father and stepmom visit 4 times a year, and they talk on the phone about 3 times a week. Her mother's side of the family has not reached out. And she is actually engaged.
To who?
To Ken, a man from Seattle. He began writing to her after he saw her on a documentary and felt that he was in love.
Oh, my God. I I don't understand.
I'm sorry, and it's really sad to say that Gypsy claims she now knows what being in a healthy relationship is.
Okay, Gypsy,
she believes that. You, girl. She believes that. I'm sorry, but...
That's a negative.
Yeah, agreed. Oh my gosh. But she doesn't know better.
Yeah, she doesn't know better. She doesn't
know better. Maybe he's nice. Understand. Maybe he's not a killer. And so she's like, oh, this one doesn't kill. I'm moving up.
I'm upgrading. What does that say about
you? The man.
There was a, yes. Exactly. Wanting to date an inmate. Like,
look, I'm not going to say it never works, but it is something like, why do
I understand, you... like, if you're married out in the real world and then your man goes to jail or whatever, like, mm-hmm. that's different. But for you to be, like, going through the catalog, like, oh,
let me write down this one.
Inmate looks nice.
Oh, my God. When I saw her on the ID channel, it was love at first sight.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's just me. He didn't say that.
I thought that's what he said.
No, that's just what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, what is that? I don't know. Especially knowing that she orchestrated killing her mom. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! Doesn't that worry you?
She's going to be suffering from everything her mom has done to her all these years.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if she's going to treat her kids? No judgment, I don't know, but still, like, that's a little...
Well, speaking of kids, isn't that kind of ironic how Didi was suspected of killing her mom, and then Gypsy pretty much killed her mom? Gypsy is currently in Chillicothe Correctional Center.
Where? Let me see. I guess.
She's at the Correctional Center in Missouri. And that's where she is. And we'll see what happens in 2021. Will she be released?
When she's up for parole.
She's up for parole. It'll be 5 years.
Is she in contact with Nick?
It'll be 5 years.
Or Victor?
Nick did write to her when he found out she was engaged.
Oh my. The drama.
Declaring his love for her. Declaring that he wants to be the one to marry her and make her happy. And you know what the crazy part is? She... actually contemplated who she should choose.
Oh my gosh.
And chose Ken.
Oh my gosh.
The fact that she had to even think about it.
Yeah.
Girl. Bitch, bye. I think she should date someone that she's has a friendship with, a relationship with, before they just date.
Yeah, because you don't have any foundation.
Yeah, she has no foundation. She's going to be new to everything. I mean, she has a father, but even then, she's never lived with him. She doesn't know what it's like to live with anyone.
She's emotional growth has been stunted. Mm-hmm. She's never gotten a chance to fully develop
a friendship, a boyfriend, a teacher relationship, any relationship.
I think anybody that shows you any type of attention, even if it's just to platonic, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I love them. And it's like, no, bitch, I just opened the door for you.
Yeah. Dr. Phil does have a podcast on her, and I think it's 5 episodes, and he goes really into depth. So if you guys like the story, find it interesting, check out his podcast. And
the HBO documentary.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I should watch it.
And then there's also a mini series on Amazon. It's called The Act, and it's their life story.
Oh,
and
yeah, so I'm sure you guys
have the nitty gritty, guys. Of information about them.
This is a speedy one, but there's episodes long of this.
Tons of info.
I hope you guys liked this shit show of a story.
For Gypsy.
And I really wish Gypsy the best, and I hope that maybe with her story she can help others.
And hopefully.
Not won't lead to murder.
Oh yeah, no. These moms, what's up with all these crazy moms this
week?
I
don't know, but can you give us like a lighthearted story? Or
oh yes, girl.
Not such a cruel story next time.
No. My story, I have a few stories lined up, but my story that I have next week should be very, very interesting. It has nothing to do with murder.
Okay.
Thank God. Or kidnappings or moms. I think you guys will enjoy it.
All right.
Clink, clink, girl. We miss you, Naya. Hope you're here back next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to update you that we have our email and IG up and running. Please send your comments and suggestions to
thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at @CuriousCatPodcast.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Stay curious, and remember, curiosity killed the cat.
Wow!